Good morning, I'm Jamie Caudill. It's almost here. We're talking about the Stratford Winter Film Festival, SWIFF, and joining us is Craig Stankster with all the details on the movies, the venues, and how you can get your passes. Craig, it's good to see you.
Good morning, Jamie. Good to see you.
Are you ready for the weekend?
You know, we've been working very, very hard, and it's all coming together, so yep, it comes fast, but we're ready.
Okay, we're going to be talking about the amazing films on hand. It's 9 films, 5 venues, and 1 pass, but off the top, we've been talking about all the great venues, but we do have one venue change we should mention off the top.
That's right. There is an update for our itinerary. We have moved all the films that would have been shown at Avondale Church over to Copperlight. We had a technical reason for doing that. The Avondale people were lovely to us, and we were very grateful working with them. I'm sure we'll be back, but there was a technical issue our team couldn't quite get around, and so we're able to accomplish this at Copperlight, and the win is it's walking distance to virtually everything else for our patrons.
Exactly. Great spot, Copperlight, again, the former Knox Church, so that's right in downtown Stratford, and the other venues remain the same, and these are great venues, we should say.
Oh, they are. God. May I list them off?
Oh, please do, yes.
It's Revival House, it's Factory 163, and the 2 floors of Grayson Mills.
Wow, that is awesome. So let's talk about the movies. What would you like to spotlight? You've got some great music movies happening this weekend.
We do. There's 3 that fall into that music category. There's Mr. Jimmy, which we think is very, very interesting, about a Japanese guitar player who has just basically adopted the life, looks, sounds, and style of Jimmy Page of Led Zeppelin. And now Jimmy Page goes to his concerts.
That's so cool.
Yes, yes. We've got 32 Sounds, which is sort of an experimental film that talks about how sound affects us and the nature of sound. I'm a geek. I'm interested in that stuff. And I just hope there's one more person that loves it.
We got you on the radio. That's all about sound right there. Right. That looks like a fascinating film.
It actually is. And the trailers are, you know, once you see the trailers on these, you know, you could see why we chose them. And then the third one is about the original founder of Pink Floyd, Syd Barrett.
Mm-hmm.
And he's a bit of a mystery man in the annals of rock, if you will. And just an interesting character. And I'm sure fans, or even not fans, will learn something interesting in this film.
Oh, absolutely. Have you got it yet? The story of Syd Barrett and Pink Floyd. Again, that's just a few of the films being featured. And the theme for this weekend is kind of music, food, and
history.
And history, yes.
Yes.
What else would you like to spotlight for this weekend? So many great films going on.
Well, you know what I'd like to spotlight is we've had super generous businesses in Stratford step up, and you can see the offers that they've made for patrons coming to the film festival on our exclusive offers button. So there's oysters happening. Some of these events are just coordinating with our schedule, and others are actually discounts. Like hotel rooms have been discounted specifically for this. But at Mercer, you can go and have oysters on Friday night after the movie. And on Saturday, go to Relic, and there's a special cocktail called the Mary Pickford that's been made for in honor of the festival. So we're super delighted about the people have stepped up. And again, people can see all those offers on our exclusive offers button on the website.
Yeah, for sure. It's a great website, and you can check out all the trailers. So if you're thinking, I'm not familiar with this film or not familiar with that film, the trailers are right there, so you don't have to search them on YouTube or whatever to find them. They're all in one spot. Now let's talk about how the tickets work. It's basically one pass, but there are different sort of passes, if you will.
Well, sure. Yes, there's one pass, and there's 6 groups. So in order to get our audience through the venues and see 9 films across only 5 rooms and 3 days, so there has to be some scheduled movement. So when one buys a pass, they could choose the group that they wish to be in, and that each group will see all movies. So it just is a matter of when are you seeing each particular film. So that's laid out. Whenever someone clicks purchase now on our website, all those schedules are there. So our advice is make sure you buy the same group as everybody you want to attend with your friends, your spouse, whomever it happens to be.
Yeah, and we should remind folks, tickets are not available at the door. You pick up your passes sort of in advance through the website.
That's right. So we may pull a rabbit out of a hat at the last minute. We don't know, but it's going to depend a little bit on sales. But right now, it's one pass, gets you into everything. And I'll just, if I just may add, we don't want anyone to feel an obligation to see all 9 films. Go see your favorite 4 and enjoy Stratford for the rest of the time. There's so much else to do in this town. But, you know, the pass gets you into everything on your group schedule.
Okay. And the website they got to go to is
Stratford Winter filmfestival.ca.
Of course, we'll share that on our social media and with mystraffordnow.com as we're talking 9 films, 5 venues, 1 pass, and it's happening this weekend, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday.
Yes, indeed.
How exciting is this? The inaugural Stratford Winter Film Festival. Craig Sangster, we wish you a fantastic weekend. Again, we'll share all the info. Anything else before we let you go?
No, you've got the whole story, Jamie. We're trying to keep it simple, and we just want to execute. So, you know, it's our first year, and we're trying to make it as smooth as possible.
You bet. Craig Sangster, thanks to you and everybody behind the scenes, and again, we wish you a great weekend coming up.
Thank you so much, Jamie.